Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, the Oakland A's may be skipping out and heading for Vegas, but Laney College is welcoming a minor league team, the Bees. Yeah, I said it, the Oakland Bees to town. The move adds a tinge of irony to the ongoing saga, as the A's previously chose Laney College as their first pick for a ballpark. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Matier. Phil, it's a minor league team. Do you think folks in Oakland will buy it?
The Bees. We'll have to see if it is going to be, in fact. It's an interesting thing. Members are hoping to join the Pioneer League. I don't think they're affiliated with any Major League Baseball at this time. But you know what's fascinating, Eric, about this is the same site that was the number one pick for the Oakland A's when they originally wanted to build their ballpark in Oakland, Laney College. Now, they weren't going to play on the school site. They were going to build a 35,000-seat ballpark. But before even talks got underway, there was a resounding no that came from the students in the neighborhood, and the A's just, I don't think they ever recovered from it.
Oh, so why now, and why this littler team than the A's?
Well, because the A's left. Let's just get honest with it. And this is what's available. We have some people here that are really interested in doing baseball for the fun of it. And I think that's what they're pushing for. And I think the mayor and some of the city council are getting behind it because, I mean, it's something. It's better than nothing. So they're going on that as well. You know, it is interesting, though. I take this back to they're going to have a press conference today that, you know, the A's, when they were looking to build a new ballpark, they picked three top sites. Laney came in first because it was close to downtown. People could walk to it. That's what they were looking for. It was right next to the Lake Merritt BART station, and it had freeway access. It had everything they were looking for. But the students and the teachers in the neighborhood thought it would, you know, hurt the college, and it would increase gentrification in the area. And they just pulled the plug on the preliminary talks and left the A's just dangling. And that's the next stop they wanted to do was Howard Terminal. And that just never panned out. And so you put those things together. It's kind of funny. We're coming back. We're going to see some baseball. Hopefully it'll be fun. It'll be close to downtown. But it's going to be what the original was.
Plan B.
All right, Phil. Plan B. All right, Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Matier. He'll be back this afternoon at 5:50.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.